Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, you can. Can't hear it, man.
No.
No. All right, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. Shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that incredible intro, outro music, you know, and find him everywhere on the socials. You know, that guy and I were supposed to, it was supposed to be like a 5-episode run, like over about 100 episodes ago now, about 100 weeks ago. Man, that's, hold on a sec here. I got to shut this TV off. Like, I think my kids or my wife are controlling the TV from upstairs. With the other remote controls both. I don't know. It's weird.
Can you see me on the screen there? My camera just kind of.
I can see you. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mine's all frigged up, but whatever. I'll make it do.
Yeah, man. This week on the podcast, man, we got Chris, Inked Working Class. What's up, brother?
Not much, man. About time.
Oh, fucking time. How long have we been on this for, man?
Oh, long time.
Long time. Yeah, man. I think I was trying to get you on. You know, you hooked me up with Tron, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so, you know, I was trying to get you on before that. It's been a year and a half-ish.
Yeah, at least.
So since then. So, fuck, man, almost the whole time the podcast is
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. What are you doing?
Right now, just chilling on days off for a bit, but up in Dawson Creek on the triple that you know about there.
I do, buddy. I'm so aware of that rig. That rig gives me nightmares sometimes, man.
You and me both, I guess.
Yeah, how you liking it up there with Lenny and the boys?
Good, man. It's a good time. Frenchie's good shit. Yeah, all the boys I work with are all good shit, so makes the 20 go by pretty quick, which is nice.
Yeah, are you with Nate or fucking?
No, he's on the other crew there too.
Nate's wife is actually an old neighbor of mine from back.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, and. I'm pretty sure I ran into Wilson at West Ed Mall not long ago.
Oh, did you? Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even recognize him. He was a little offended by it, actually. I recognize you, and I'm like, well, the fucking mustache, you pointed at me. I'm like, it happens a lot at West Ed Mall, you know? Like,
yeah.
It just point at me and me be like, I know that guy, you know?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, he's good shit. He's my Derek N.
Yeah, I like Wilson, man. He actually hooked me up with, it was his idea. He hooked me up with the heat waves. And,
oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, you should make some videos in these heat waves and then tag them in them and in the videos and then try to get a sponsorship or something out of it so we could use your code because I buy a fuck. Like, all right, it's probably not going to happen, but all right, sure as shit, made two or three videos and they came to me, man. So, you know.
Nice. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Lenny is incredible. I don't know if you've spent much time with him or talked to him much.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, him and I would shoot the shit a little bit when his hitch starts.
Yeah, he's got like 6 or 7 kids, man.
Yes, he does.
He's got that hard hat on it, or that sticker on his hard hat, drilling for Jesus.
Yeah.
Love that guy, man. Yeah, fucking way too many memories on that rig for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
Out in Fort Mac now, eh?
I'm out in Fort Mac now. Right now, I'm employed to the couch, I guess.
Yeah.
That's relaxing for, not even relaxing, man. I got work to do still.
Yeah, no doubt, especially out of your home.
Yeah, well, no, I can't clean up or anything. The most she does is drop laundry here, and I fold.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, like, I got shit to do for actual work, right? I got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're keeping me busy. So, you know, there's that, and I'll probably have to go to the shop and do some shit. Once I can put weight on the foot, they'll probably bring
me. That's not bad.
Yeah, man, right now it's a little hard to do any of that because, you know, I rely on my wife for so much to help me move around. She's literally giving me sponge baths right now.
There you go.
Yeah, I think she enjoys it, man, taking the cloth up there and just grabbing a full of ass.
Got to reap the rewards somehow, right?
Oh, yeah. I tried to have a shower, an actual shower, a few days ago, and, like, I put a garbage bag around this
campus. Oh yeah, that's the worst.
Didn't work.
No.
Got soaked. I'm like, fuck. All right. So last night or two nights ago, she ran me an actual bath. She helped me get into the bath, and then I laid like sideways with my foot hanging out.
Yeah.
Right. And then fucking she washed me that way. So that was pretty good, man. You know, I enjoyed that. That was good, you know. Yeah, yeah. You know, the struggles of blue collar, you know. It's not just to fucking go to work and you know, you're on the rig or you're on a vac truck or whatever it is that you do.
Yeah, yeah.
For 12 hours a day, you know, when shit goes sideways and someone gets hurt, you know, this is another side of it, right?
And it's hard to slow down too, right? You just go from 100 to zero hard. Right away.
It is hard. I wouldn't let her help me for the first.
Yeah, no doubt.
First couple of days, I'm like, you know what? I got this. She's like, well, if you got this, you can go to work. I don't care. Fuck you, right? Like, well, maybe I don't got this, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Slow down. You know? And fucking, I took a little tumble a couple of days ago outside. I went out. It was the first time in a week I'd left the house. And it was nice. I'm like, fuck, the sun's out. This is nice.
Yeah. Go for a little stroll.
Yeah. And fucking, we come home and she's like, now you wait here. I'll go put everything in the house and come back for you. Don't move. Right. I'm like, all right. So I thought I was being good for the first couple of minutes. And then, you know what? I got out. I'm like, fuck this. I'll help myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And as she's coming to grab me, I miss a step with the crutch and go tumbling over. But it was cool the way it happened. You know, I did like a backflip ninja kick in the air type thing. I did not let that foot hit the ground. I did not smash off everything. I just went, whoa, you know, it was the Matrix kind of shit. It was probably kind of cool. She's like, you're a fucking idiot. You know, like I watched the whole thing. Yeah, it was kind of cool, but you're a fucking idiot. I'm like, all right.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. You've been there before, right? You've been hurt at work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had some decent injuries. I haven't had any pretty bad ones in a while, which is nice, knock on wood, but
yeah.
Yeah, I had a bad back one in Ontario. My back seized up on me, and I was getting 100 to zero right away.
Oh,
getting drug away in an ambulance. You're like, oh, God, trying to move and
do shit
around the house, even though you're not supposed to.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good. I learned how to thrust on one leg.
That's good. That's good. New skills.
Skills, man. Skills, yeah. She's all about that whole don't do anything dangerous, you know, but when I'm thrusting on one leg, she's like, yeah. That's
the other leg's safe, right?
Yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah, dude. Fuck, man. I'm pumped to have you on, though, man. You know, like,
yeah,
fuck,
same.
You know, you've kind of been all over the world and done all kinds of different things, you know, and shit like that. And
I've been around a bit, been working a few places. So
yeah, what's the coolest?
The offshore has definitely been the coolest for sure by far. Yeah.
Where were you?
The two times, it's just off the coast of Newfoundland. The first time was, I don't remember how many miles, but it was far enough. It was about an hour and a half by helicopter. And then this last season, it was about 27 hours by boat, so a little far for the helicopter. So that we were somewhere 500 miles or something north into St. John's. So that was a bit of a trek.
Fuck yeah, man! Is it better being on land than it is on the water, or what do you prefer?
Depends how you look at it, I guess. Like you're on the water, everything's paid for, all that fun stuff, but you're looking at it from a dangerous perspective, like you take a kick or something or a blow, you can just kind of walk to the end of the lease, whereas on the ocean you're not really going too far on the ship, right? Pick your corner.
Oh man, I take a blowy at home when I'm not going too far.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, it's just how you look at it, I guess.
No fucking I tried to get Mike Williams from the Deepwater Horizon on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want none of that. He didn't want to talk. He didn't want to do nothing.
Yeah, that's kind of a touchy subject for those guys.
Yeah. There's a tragedy, right? And
oh, for sure. That's all you hear about offshore, too, right? That's all anyone knows about is that. So,
you not
get away from that too easily.
Yeah, when you hear first thing you hear about when you hear offshore drilling is like, oh, disaster.
It's the first thing I'm asked. Yeah, exactly. It's the first thing I'm asked about that. So
yeah. How's the food offshore? Is it just
amazing? Oh, it's amazing. Oh yeah, it's actually really good. Like you're going from Fort Mac camps out there, and you're just like, oh, I'm gonna get the shit end of the stick here, but it's actually delicious food. You
Yeah.
get to go in for your lunch times too and have a nice warm meal. And yeah, that was the biggest surprise. Getting an hour off at lunch was pretty mind-blowing.
They shut her down at lunch and you guys just go eat.
No, we just like swap each other out type thing at lunchtime.
That's pretty
A
badass,
couple
man.
15-minute breaks, you're like just like, holy crap, there's break times and everything out here.
Fuck yeah, man. No,
Yeah.
that's fucking deadly, actually. And the gym, the facilities, or the rooms,
Oh, the
it's
gym's
cool.
amazing. Yeah, gym's great. The last drill max I was just on, there was the weight two weight areas, cardio room, and yeah, it's pretty good spot, pretty good space for everything. The
Fuck yeah.
one before that was two weight rooms and cardio room and a boxing area. So they take care of you when you're out there for sure here.
What were you doing in Ontario?
I was a directional driller out there,
Oh,
horizontal directional driller out there for a while, about 4 years.
pipeline. Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I did that life on the hydrovac
Oh, yeah.
years, right? So when I was doing the pipe vac truck shit, we do the pipeline stuff and we do the rigs and stuff like that. Man, honestly, as stressful as that job was, as much as that job really fucked with my mental health,
Yeah, no
that
doubt.
was some of the most badass shit I've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, man, it was cool. And I think everyone in the patch has to experience that lifestyle at least once, right?
Yeah.
In the patch for a whole, you're gonna make a career out of it, right? I think everyone should go spend a winter chasing a rig or pipeline or being on call 24/7.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys I know, where I'm working at right now in Fort Mac, right? Like they live that mine life. It's not really the patch, right?
Yeah, the mine life's a little different.
Yeah, man, it's easy, it's chilled, it's laid back. 100% that your day ends here and it starts here.
Yeah.
There's a cross shift coming.
Yeah,
Right,
yeah.
on that vac truck, you
Yeah,
never knew when if a cross shift was coming or not. Right, there's
yeah.
on that vac truck for over 40 hours at a time. Right, and it's like, well, shit. Or I'd be like, okay, crew changes at 6:30. It's cool, And at 5, I'd come out of the tank and I'd check my phone and they're like, hey, crew changes.
Sorry,
There's someone coming for the driver, but your cross shift called in sick. Right.
Yeah.
Can you stay? But this means you're gonna have to stay for night shift and then stay again for days.
Yeah.
Right? You know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Right? All I need is a change of clothes and some food. Send that.
Exactly.
Don't get mad when I disappear for an hour or two to sleep
Yeah,
in,
exactly. Yeah.
and we're good, right? And yeah, usually it's pretty chill like that. So yeah, man, I think everyone should have to experience that kind of lifestyle in the patch at least once. They'll
Yeah, for
spend
sure.
2 to 3 years on that 24-hour on-call 24/7 life, not knowing whether your cross shift is coming or not. It makes you really appreciate whatever you get.
Yeah, that nice 12 hours, yeah.
Yeah, 12 hours flies by now,
Yeah.
and my boss here, he's like, hey man, he's like, I didn't think you'd like this coming from where you're coming from. Are you kidding me, man?
Guaranteed.
Like, dude, I 12 hours and I'm guaranteed back in my room by this time. Podcast, I made like the first, I don't know, the first 70 to 80 episodes was built off of, hey man, are you free in 20 minutes? Because it was like, well, we could do, are you free tomorrow? But when tomorrow comes, I don't know.
Yeah,
It's like,
exactly. You can't guarantee
yeah,
that.
now I can be like, hey, bro, especially right now, are you free
Yeah.
4 weeks from now? Yeah.
Maybe as
Any
much of
time of
as you
day. I'm
can.
on, yeah, I'm on your time, bro.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, man. Fucking, how does the wife like it? Man, your wife, man, I see her everywhere liking your stuff and she follows.
Yeah. Very supportive, very
Very
supportive. It's
yeah.
hard, still hard getting used to. You can't really ever get used to it, I don't think. You're every time, same thing every time you leave, right? Never changes. Always the same feeling.
Yeah. We were talking about that the other day. There was this video that actually I think I sent my wife, and I don't remember where it was, but it was like, being the spouse of a blue collar man is wild. You'll be like, how's your day going? And they're like, oh, fine. It's not nothing crazy's happening. Then they get home and they tell you about the 20 ways they almost died today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is pretty crazy because I was texting my wife while I was in the ambulance, and I was just like texting her normally, right? And then I'm like, oh, by the way, don't be afraid and don't panic. I don't need that right now. I'm in the back of the ambulance heading to Fort McMurray, yeah. Right? And she's like, wait, what? And then I fucking, the only reason why I told her is I wanted to post the fucking pictures, and I couldn't. Yeah. Shit, post the pictures first. That, hey, I get home and there's a divorce notice waiting, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Right. Before I have to hear about it.
That list that we do the check mark. I'll leave that one on the list for the do not tell what happened until later.
Hey, save that story for later.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as you know, today is good. I've eaten most of my lunch before noon, and I've almost died 20 times.
7 p.m. We'll save that one for later. Yeah,
save that for the FaceTime call.
Yeah. Yeah,
no shit. How did you, why did you decide to, you know, get on the internet and start posting videos of what you were doing and documenting your journey, if you will?
Eight, 10 years ago now, I guess, I started getting hooked up with different clothing lines and stuff, and just kind of being tattooed, I guess, it kind of more aimed towards it, I guess. So I started doing that a little bit here and there. I started getting away from it and not doing it much with it then. Kind of before I moved out here, so about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess now. I started wearing Troll clothing and started kind of posting some of their stuff a little bit. So I got signed on with Troll about 4 years ago now, to the date, I think it was exactly about 4 years. And then it's like, oh, I may as well start actually showing people like what I'm doing and what I'm into and stuff like that. So started getting more into that. I don't kind of aim towards like the videos that are the most popular per se, but I just post what I do type thing. I don't do a lot of videos when I'm at work or anything like that, but just pictures and little reels here and there, right? So I enjoy doing that little stuff.
Yeah, congrats on winning the content challenge, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, man, we had something similar going on.
I know we did. Well, I kind of took my idea from you because I was like, I like that idea. That's a good one.
Oh, hey, man. And I went up against, I won the first round, surprisingly. I'm like, holy shit, man.
I didn't think mine was going to go anywhere. I threw that together quick because I was like, oh, fuck, I got to get something for this content challenge. And then I was like, oh, it actually came out pretty good, actually.
Yeah, your video killed it, bro. And I was like, fuck, that's good. That's good. So, like, 10 years. So, you've been doing that whole, like, you know, the online thing for the clothing and shit for, like, longer than what you know, videos have really been popular for.
Well, I did. I wasn't doing videos. It was just, like, the pictures, because that's when it was just, like, pictures all the way. And then I remember whenever Tron kind of messaged us, be like, oh, we got to start doing reels now. And I was like, oh, God. I don't really want to do reels, but I have to get on this train, I guess, now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I still have a hard time with the reels, but whatever. It is what it is, I guess.
Hey, man, from what I see, you don't really, you know, you do good. You got to stop overthinking it, right? Like,
yeah, I always a lot of people all the time. Yeah, for sure.
Being half tight. The time, I don't even know I'm making a video until the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuckball, you're, you know, I can see why they would use you as a sort of model, like, even then, right? Like, you're strong, you know, you're tattooed. Have you always been bald?
Oh, yeah, I've been bald since I was 20.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet about.
You're 6 feet, and how old are you?
I just turned 36.
We're the same age, bro. When's your birthday? It was a couple days.
March 2nd, 2 days
ago. Yeah, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
Fucking so you're tattooed, you're built like a brick shit house, sorta, and you're bald, man. Bald is beautiful.
I just tattooed it all up, that's all.
Yeah. Do you keep that shaved like that on purpose?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, can you grow a nice head of hair or what?
No, not on the top. That's why I tattooed.
yeah. I've started bicking this, every couple weeks. I'll start taking out of the wood. Not right now. I don't care. I'm growing up.
I do it every 3 days when I shave my face. No.
Yeah. Well, shit. Yeah. I should be doing that, but like, I, I don't got time. I don't. Man, I'm busy making content, podcasting, and shit. It's like, man, I barely have time to take a shower and shave the face.
Oh, you're home anyways, right? You don't got to worry about it.
Oh, fuck. Right now, dude, I'm growing this.
As well.
I'm growing it out. Have you ever seen? You've seen my
beard. Yeah, yeah. I think I've seen some pictures and videos of you with the full beard. I haven't had a beard in, well, I guess, yeah, 4 years now, probably.
Fuck yeah, man.
Five years.
Yeah. Are you going back offshore on next season or this season?
I'm not too sure what's going to happen. I do like working where I'm at. It's consistent and the guys are great. Money's better than offshore too. So see what happens. Yeah, it is. Well, for like roughnecks and that type of thing. But once you start making your way up, like Derek and assistant driller, that's when you start seeing the big bucks. And the offshore that the company I work for is just contract based. So they come for the well and then they go back to where they originate, right? So
yeah,
not consistent enough, and it's hard to leave a spot and then look for a spot after you're done after a couple months. So
fuck, man. Yeah, no, like what, I didn't think that was a season either, right? I thought that was,
yeah, yeah, that's,
I guess, hard down south and where in the warmer,
yeah,
climate,
yeah,
year round. But
it's hard to get the full-time contracts. You think once you get up to Derek and they're more looking at for full-time contract, but you got to know the system and stuff too, right? Like Derek Hand on land is going up stick and running around tanks and stuff. Derek Hand offshore, sitting in front of a computer on our cyber ship, clicking valves and stuff open that way, right? So
fuck, man, that'd be a bit of a difference. That'd be more technical, right?
It's a lot of technology based, because there's nothing, we're on a drill ship, right? So all of our pipes racked below the drill floor. So there's nothing racked in the derrick. So everything comes up a chute and gets brought up that way. So there's no derrick hands climbing up a ladder out there.
Hey, is being offshore anything like Armageddon? You know, you got like you're Ben Affleck, you'd be Ben Affleck, right? And then you got your boss, who's Harry, who's like, you know, Bruce Willis, and then his daughter's there, and then, you know, Ben Affleck's just like nailing the daughter.
No, it's not, because it's a drill ship. It's not as cool as a platform, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and it's raining every day.
Like Armageddon, Newfoundland. It's just like, how you getting in there, guys? You know, yeah. Lots of newfies on those rigs or what?
No, it's so like a lot of the, it's just my, kind of comes from Scotland. So the rig crew's all from Scotland. A lot of the top guys are all Scottish and British. And then the guys they keep on are based out of the country that they're from. So there's a lot of Filipino guys on there, and there's a lot of Guyanese guys on the rig. A lot of different ethnicities for sure, nationalities on those rigs. All great guys. We all get along with everybody out there. It's pretty great. Cool. Yeah. It's funny, this, like, y'all joke around and how you joke around out here and they joke around or they joke around where they're from. Funny getting on like that, because y'all learn a bunch of different stuff from those guys.
Fuck yeah, man. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You know, I'd like to work with a Scottish guy and then look over, there's an Asian guy, there's a Russian.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
You see the Russian Ukrainian guy just fighting all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. They're pretty hard to hear them on the radio, the Scottish guys, but you get used to it.
Yeah, I lost. Yeah. Get the strong broly lads up here. I don't know.
Pretty close. Pretty close. And they got different terminology for everything too, right? So they'll be telling you to do something, just like, oh yeah, copy that. I get that for sure.
Yeah, roger that. Next thing you know, an explosion.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool, seeing all those like different people around and stuff like that. Y'all become pretty close out there. You're out there for 28, so 28's pretty, it's a pretty long time.
Is it 28 and 28 or?
Yeah, 28 and 28, paid 28 off as well.
Fuck, dude. What?
Yeah. Paid 28 off. So 28
you get
on.
Paid for having it off?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Stop. You don't get your little offshore bonus that you get being offshore, but it's, yeah, your 28 off's paid.
I'm going to go work offshore, bro.
You should.
You know what, babe? I'm coming home. I can afford to. Fuck. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, man. So, fuck. That's 20. You get your days off paid.
Yeah,
never not getting paid when you're offshore.
Yeah, you're just always getting paid. It's nice. Like I said, the money's not as good as land, but It's nice to have that little cushion and come home type thing.
Yeah. I remember when a couple years ago I wanted to be a wireliner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they make a percentage of the ticket every day, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're making money in your sleep, right? Because it's
a ticket,
right?
Wireline days on offshore are long, too. I think I missed the wireline on this last one, but I think that it's scheduled 9 days or something like that for wireline.
Offshore?
Yeah.
So while they're wirelining in the hole, what are the rig guys doing?
The gross jobs.
The gross jobs.
Cleaning underneath the shakers and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Man, I've always thought about it, dude. Like, how's the cell service out there? Can you like?
There's the internet is one of the things. There's three different internets, so you pick the free one. The free one's terrible. And they got to pay one, and then you got one, you have a certain amount of gigs per day type thing. So you kind of bounce between the two, the free one and the gig one, so you don't waste your good stuff on anything and then use the free one.
Camp in Conklin one time.
That
had, this was 12 years ago, that had, you get 2 hours a day of Wi-Fi.
Was it?
Oh. Right? Once you use it, you're not getting no more.
Yeah, well, there's no service outside of the accommodations either. You're not supposed to take your phone with you outside the accommodations. You get nailed for that. So you don't have your phone on you for 12 hours a day, really. So it's not really that big of a deal, right?
Yeah. That's I would try to sneak that. I'd be like, how can I make a video with the rig in the
phone? That's what people do all the time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And the time difference is a big one, too, because you're trying, can't really talk to people or whatever. 4.5 hours, 5 hours, or whatever it is from BC time. So,
where are you from originally?
The Maritimes. I grew up in Prince Edward Island.
When you moved out here, oh, you're from the island. You're Prince Edward Island.
Yeah, I got some family in Nova Scotia.
I got a buddy from PEI, Braden. Man, Braden Benoit. Oh, yeah. That guy, best kind.
Yeah.
Fucking. Man, you know, when you get older, right, and you start getting those young guys coming up and you look back and you're there where you were like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're just like, fuck, man. Like, what a useless fucking idiot. Yeah. I like this.
You're the same thing.
But then again, I'm useless and you're useless. We're all fucking useless, right?
Yeah.
And man, so like 3 years ago, I had this, I worked with this guy, Braden, and it was only last winter where he quit. But when I first started working with him, man, you know, solid kid, you know, came in 18, 19 years old. His mom. Yeah, yeah. Like 3 years older than me, man. I was like,
oh,
hey, Miss Loretta, I'm ready for the rest of the tour. Fucking Gail, man. Wow. But, you know, this kid, man, I thought for sure, this kid's not going to last, right?
You know,
looked like a little nerd. And I love this kid. Like a nerd. You know, back to those 40-hour shifts. Him and I went out in the morning one morning. It was like six o'clock in the morning. We had to be on site for, and after that, we were the only two on shift, right? Everyone else either had days off or were on projects. So they're like, when you're done that job, you got to go to the next one. Well, they didn't expect the first job to take literally all day, right? So we're on our way back and our boss calls like, hey, you guys still got to go to that other job, right? We're like,
lovely.
Right? And it was minus 50, bro. And like 50, the truck had broken down a couple times. Luckily, the mechanic threw it and got us going. And fucking the truck broke down 3 or 4 times throughout the night when we got to the rig. And the mechanic would come out once or twice. But we were giving her, and it was so cold outside. They were taking the doors off the 400 barrels. We had to clean the brine tanks.
Oh yeah. Oh, lovely.
we were taking the doors off the 400 barrels, and the airline would freeze every second bolt. They would run to the mix shack and throw it in front of the heater there. And they had 2 or 3 lines out. But so they finally got the door off the line. I'm in the mix shack standing up waiting for it to happen. And I'm dressed up. Door comes off. I go in. Takes me an hour or so to clean it, but it took them another, like, by the time I got out, they still hadn't got the other door off yet.
Yeah.
Go into the mix shack, and I'm sitting there standing up, sleeping, right? Every time he comes down the steps right outside the tank there, I'm like, Right. And then finally I'm like tucked away in the corner underneath the heater.
Yeah.
Buddy comes in and I'm like, wait, he's like, no, no, man. He's like, you have a nap, bro. You like, he's like, there's a while tomorrow and you guys are going to be here a while. We showed up there probably at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And we saw a night shift turn into day shift, turn back into night shift, turn back into day shift. And we left just before day shift turned back into nights again.
Oh, that's gross.
It was a wild hitch, a wild shift. That's for sure. And then we went back to camp. We slept for like an hour and a half. They called us up. They, hey, you got to go do water to that rig. And then when you're done doing water on that rig, come back, get into a combo and go do the cement job on it. Like, wow. Fuck, man. Like,
yeah, no joke.
My boss asked me, he's like, how is he doing? I'm like, well, if he's still here tomorrow, he's not quitting. This was literally as bad as it gets. It was, the temperature was shit. The hours were long and anything that could go wrong went wrong.
Yeah, the temperature is a big one for the new guys for sure. When they first get out there, they don't realize how cold it actually is when you're standing out in it for hours on end.
It's not fun, man. I worked with an old guy, an old boy last winter. He was on a cement job and he was new. He was like 70 years old, man. Just a new guy with us. And he wanted to prove that he was a man and that he belonged there. Yeah. With young guys, right? And it was like minus 40 something. It was cold. It was polar vortex. It's always minus 40 or minus 50. What the fuck?
I know, right? Never fucking.
Fucking couple days later, I see him. He's like, yeah, I go home on days off in a week or two. And it's like, I got to get a couple toes taken off. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, the other day I didn't go in and just stayed out there working, didn't want to look like a pussy. So, you know, he's like, I got frostbite on two of my toes and on one of my fingers, and they were just pure black. And he's like, yeah, the doctor looked at them over FaceTime and said they have to come off and urged me not to work the rest of the time I'm here, but I'm a man, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool, bud. You know, like, probably would have taken most of us out. He just kept fucking. Yeah, man. So he comes back. I think he had like 5 weeks off or something like that. Comes back.
No shit.
Yeah. He comes back and he's like, well, I'm two toes and a finger down, but I'm here. I'm back, aren't I? And it's like, stop it. We get it. All right. We get it.
You're tough,
I probably would have quit
and
just stayed home. But, you know,
I would have quit. Yeah. I'm done with this.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah.
Got nothing to prove and I'm losing fingers.
Yeah. Nothing to prove. Doesn't matter how much harder you work. They don't care.
No. Yeah. You're not going to make any more. And no one's going to be like, good job, Billy. You did great last night.
Yeah,
thanks for your sacrifice.
Yeah, I can guarantee you, our boss who called you a champ and pat you on the back and thank you for working through that, big guy. The next time you fuck up, he's gonna spit down your throat and he'll fire you.
Exactly.
Hey, remember that time I sacrificed two toes and a finger? That don't mean shit to me now. Fuck you.
Yeah. Get the fuck out. Okay. You limp the fuck out of here now.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, get on your crutches and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Yeah, dude. I remember when I was like young and dumb and full of fucking, you know, enthusiasm. And You know, like I heard that quote. It's like, spend your 20s becoming an animal and then like 30s and your 40s taming that beast, right?
Yeah, right.
And yeah, you know what, like, you know, I did that, but you know, like in my 30s, that beast is saying like, hey man, like you can give her shit and go hard, but no one's gonna care.
No one's
not gonna go notice.
No one cares.
A pizza party and that'll be it, you know, like
do your job, do what's asked of you, don't talk back, and that's all you gotta worry about.
All you gotta do about, man, and take that slice of pizza when they buy you one. You know,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, they'll eventually buy you a pizza, you'll be fine.
Yeah, hopefully it's not when you're getting laid off, but hopefully it comes.
Yeah, man. That never changes. I just tell you, that green hand I'm training up there now, he's 18 years old and he's giving her and all that, which is good. I love seeing that shit. It's good. But yeah. Hopefully he'll keep her. He'll keep at her. He's a good kid.
Good, man. Yeah. I like the whole thing that I like to go by now is I used to like base a whole person's value off their work ethic. If you're a shitty worker during the day, maybe you're going through something. I don't know. You're a shitty person after work too. I don't want nothing to do with you. And now it's like, no, man, you know, separate the art from the artist, right? But, you know, I've learned, you know, as I get older too, right? More coaching, less criticism, right? Like, younger kids, you know, they need more coaching.
Oh, for sure.
And like, you know, I used to live by the whole, you know, some days you're the ant, some days you're the boot, right? Some days I'm stepped on, and some days I'm just going to have to step on someone else, right? And you got to be okay with whatever way that lands. And then one of my good friends said to me, she's like, don't you want to be stepped on or step on someone just a little less harder than what you got stepped on?
That's a good one. I like that.
Fuck, sometimes I just want to stomp on these people, but you're absolutely right. Fuck man. Who's the consultant on that rig right now?
Raf was just with us. I don't know if you met Raf before. Another guy. There's a couple other ones there. There's an older fellow named Brian. He's pretty good shit too.
Brian, he's always playing with the drone.
Oh, is he? I don't know. I haven't seen the drone too much. Must be working too hard or something.
Yeah. I remember when I was on that rig, all the consultants that were there, and the MWD there was Kevin.
Kevin's still there.
Fucking love him. You know, I still talk to him every now and then on Instagram. I told him I wanna work with him, right? I wanna work there. Get me a job on there, right? And he's like, man, there's like nobody really wants to be an MWD anymore, right? Nobody, there's no classes for it, right?
Oh, really?
And he's like, when we can fill a class, he's like, I'll put your name in there. And like right now, your name, your resume is all in there in Calgary. And when they can fill a class, you'll get a call. So that's been over a year. So I'm like, do we got to resubmit or what? You know,
like, MWD Frost. There you go.
MWD Frost. Well, man, you know, like you're not always outside, right? On that job, like you're always on the clock. It seems like you're always working, but like it's strenuous as being on a vac truck or being on the drill floor, right? So
no, you're just up there when we're doing BHA, that kind of thing. And other than that, it's all your computer-based stuff, right? So
yeah, man. And from what I've heard, like, you know, they want guys who have lots of experience in the industry. And they find that a lot of their guys that they get come from, like, you know, being baristas or some shit, right? And the industry alone.
Just straight from school, straight out of school or something, right? And
So, you know, if, you know, they get a guy, you know, I've been in the industry, you know, 13, 14 years, been around rigs a lot, right? You know, I've already got a leg up, and you know, a lot of them have said that they're like, "Hey, man," you know. But a lot of the consultants that were on that rig when I was buzzing around there, they all moved over to the Akita rig, right? Because
that's a few of the boys are saying that. There are a few of them went over to Akita. All the company men on this rig, they've been all great too, which is nice. Every single one, and get along with all of them. So
hell yeah, man! I love that, dude. I love that, man. Fucking one of my favorite rigs I've ever worked on was that rig. And you know, I missed the days when it was in Fox and then we had to start Dawson forward. But when it was in Fox, man, fuck, she gave her hell around the Fox Creek area, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what Frenchie was saying is going on all of the Fox Creek days. Yeah. Wilson too. Wilson was around for that. So
yep, so was Nate, so was Lenny. They were all pretty much there, man. Good guys. They've been, I don't know what's that other guy's name there? Fucking, he's off right now. He's sick. He had like a problem with his kidneys or some shit.
On that rig?
Yeah. Fucking.
I don't know.
I have him on my, I have him on my Facebook there. Fucking, he's albino. He's albino. It was a kidney problem though.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
They raised money from there last year, and I shared it out to my socials and whatnot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Will.
Will. Yes, Will.
He just came back.
He's back now. Good for him.
He just came back. I've never met him or anything, but yeah, Wilson was pretty excited he was coming back there.
He helped build that rig.
Did he? Yeah.
He built that rig. He he said the sad part is he wants to move up to driller, and you know, he knows that in order for him to do that, he's gonna have to leave the rig that he helped build. So
yeah, it's shitty.
Yeah. So he's been on that rig for a while, 10 years or more now.
Yeah, he just came back. So yeah, just when we left, he's back there now. So
good for him. That was good. That was scary. We didn't think he was gonna make it there for a while, or he didn't think. I don't know. I can't say I didn't think.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it at all. He's pretty excited he was coming back, so it's good.
Fuck yeah, man. Hey, you know what viscosity is, right?
Yes.
Well, what's viscosity in your own words?
Just testing thickness of the mud, I guess, like just pouring it in the cup and timing it, and you get up to a certain level.
Fuck yeah, the thickness of the load, man. I'm going with that. Was the podcast is sponsored by the Mud Man, and the Mud Man, he deals in viscosity. You know, he's got high tech viz cups and shit, and you know, I love that guy. He's been sponsoring the podcast for Jesus, just about 100 episodes now.
Oh, actually. Yeah.
Coming nice. Up 100 episodes, if not already there. And you know, he gave us the headset and the microphone when we needed it the most. And then this past summer, almost a year ago, he gave us this MacBook Pro, so you know, holy, we can do all our editing and shit like that. And we couldn't edit before, you know.
God damn, that
was trash. So now he got me a MacBook, and that's what I record on now. I don't even need the microphone and whatnot is so good on it. I don't even need the mic or the headset anymore.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah, man. For all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, you know, www.mudmanmarket.com. I love that guy. Like, if that guy was a woman, you know?
You're all in.
You know, if I was a woman and he was looking, you know?
Yeah.
The other, I don't know. Thinking about him stuffing my orifices, that's kind of weird.
There you go. Check your viscosity.
Healthy, boy, you know. Well, you're a man in your mid-30s, and I talk about this all the time, man. Men in their mid-30s have never had thicker lows than they'll have right now, right? Like, your lows, and you're just shaking your head, and you're like... Yup,
nice.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, no, man. Like, men in their mid-30s have the thickest loads they've ever had, and like, can confirm 10 out of 10. You know, like, fucking, I saw the one that I shot out today. You know, and it was just a handful. You know, like, you had two before you swallowed that. Like, fuck yeah, man. You got kids?
No
kids. You guys are dinks.
Just the wife and I, bro.
Does she work?
Yeah, she does.
You guys are dinks, man. Double income, no kids. Shit, lucky you, man. I remember when I had when we were both working and I was making all the money, and you know, there was no kids. It was wild times, you know.
Yeah.
You get a trip and you get a trip.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we got the house a couple of years ago now, so. That's who we've been working with.
Nice, man. Nice. My wife was just sitting right there. I could hear fucking just as the point where I'm talking about how life was cooler without kids too, right? Fuck. Now we're trying to have another one now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. I just got her a kitty cat. It was like, hey, maybe. Yeah. Maybe this is tied over, but the cat's
tied over for a bit.
The cat's gone. We have to get rid of it almost right away.
Yeah.
It wasn't a kid, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Whatever, man. No, dude. I remember those days. You know, like, because I do the road construction thing in the summertime too, right?
Yeah.
You come visit me a lot, but now in the summer with the kids, you know, especially when school's out, she comes and they come and visit me for a few days, and she runs me more food, and she comes and hangs out, and they leave, and then, you know, she'll come back a week or two later, and you know, I don't think two, but definitely a week. Within a week, she's back. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice seeing them. You know, does
oh did, for sure.
Did your wife ever come out to see you when you're on the road or?
No. I'm 15 hours right now away from the house, so it's kind of bit of a trek up there.
She'd do it. You know, she would.
Oh yeah, but I mean, but we're an hour and a bit from the rig, so by the time we drive there, drive back, it's like, And our shortchange days isn't exactly a fun time for anybody. So,
No kidding.
yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be around anyone on shortchange either. Just give me a load or try to sleep or try to
Yeah,
take a little bit.
4 hours sleep
Yeah.
and back out.
Fuck that. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
That's it.
2 days in a row. So, yeah, no, it's all good.
So, what did
It's
you get
nice.
done here, man? Like, I saw that you blacked it out or whatever.
Yeah, I had a bunch of stuff that I didn't want to think about or get reminded of anymore. So yeah, I just finished getting
Well, at least you
all
don't
that
have to wear a
done.
shirt anymore. Like,
Yeah, exactly right. Just always be eventually able to tattoo over with the same colors and everything. So
man, so
pretty wild.
like, does that, I don't know, like that just looks painful. Yeah, like your
It
whole arm crushed over.
is. No, I just got like right now it's just this part here that we did. We filled in and hit this again and I hit a hole in the back here and on the top of my shoulder. So I did
Yeah.
this before last time, so
But that
let's
looks
see what else. Yeah,
painful, man.
it's like normal tattoos, like a 7 to 11 meg, and this is a 49. So
Holy shit.
yeah, it's a
And
decent.
how long does that take to like heal?
Well, I did the first thing I did was about 9 hours, and that covered my thumb all the way up to here. And then I just did six, and that was just this little part here inside there and up above my shoulder. And that was, yeah, so I'm of almost a week here now, and it's pretty much done healing. Just a call.
So basically what you're saying, hold off on getting that Harry Potter tattoo that I want.
Well, you can get it if you want. I'm not here to judge. My whole arm's black, so.
Yeah, like if I want to get a Harry Potter tattoo, make sure I actually want it, you know? Like,
Oh yeah, there you just go my route, I guess, and get it and then cover
oh, fuck that. Oh, fuck that.
it
Shit, man. Fuck, man. Yeah, no, that's ugh. Ah. Man, do you and the old lady ever want kids or just nah? You're just
No, yeah, it's something we've tried and stuff like that
oh
and
shit,
just
okay.
ended up going, yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
Be 8 years this year, I guess.
Oh fuck, good for you guys.
Married for almost three.
Good for you guys. The wife and
Yeah.
I here, we've been together 20 years since high school,
Oh,
I guess. So yeah, grade 11.
wow.
Yeah, end of grade 11, and we've been married for 13 years this year. So yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. That's
Yeah,
good.
13, man. It's fucking
It goes fast.
dude,
Goes real fast.
it flies by, especially when you got these fucking kids running around, dude.
Oh
Like,
yeah, no doubt.
you can't flush them down the toilet once they're
Once they get to a certain size.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hey, make sure you got enough money before you fertilize those.
no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, fuck, nah. We're trying to have one more though, and I got two daughters, so it's obvious what my mission is. So, like,
Trying not to go for the
yeah, point her
trifecta.
due north and fucking wear my work boots or some shit. Just
Yeah,
put a
maybe
hard
it's that
hat on her.
one leg thrust is helping you
Oh shit, maybe the one leg thrust is what we need. Maybe that's how we get
Yeah.
testosterone. The boy, the
Yeah.
oh fuck. Man, she's coming back downstairs now. My daughter, it might be my daughter now. It's the way the feet sound on the steps. Yeah, dude, fucking yeah, being off with a little bit of an injury there, I'm fucking trying, to maybe make a little bit of content talking about it, but like I gotta be careful
Yeah.
because
Yeah, yeah.
with the amount of followers I have across the internet, plus the podcast and whatnot, I put out a video the couple days ago, and within an hour, I got a call.
Oh, did
I
you?
got a call, and I was like, "Hey, man, you gotta watch what you post, right? Because like everybody's watching,
Oh, for
everybody
sure,
knows
especially with
who."
your stuff too, right? It's
Yeah,
fairly.
yeah, and they said they can't tell me what I can and cannot post, but like.
Okay.
But like they're trying to be like, hey, we can't tell you what you can and cannot post, but like it'd be nice if you didn't. And like they've let the videos go on, right? So like it's very easy for them to be like, hey, knock that off, no more videos, right? So
Yeah, that's fair, I
like
guess. Yeah.
I'll play by your rules, right?
Yeah.
You've allowed this to happen for 5 years now. And at any time, you can take it away from me. So,
yeah.
Well, fucking, if I play by your rules a little bit here, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, a little bit of give and take, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I talk about it just a tiny, tiny little bit. But, you know, I had so much content planned. Well, even when I was in the ambulance heading towards the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Such good content, you know. And fucking just... Yeah, like I can post it. I just got to wait a little while and let it all die down for a bit. And, you know, like 5 weeks from now, no one's going to fucking care. Right?
No, yeah, no one's going to think about it for sure.
Yeah, I've got some pretty good ideas, though. I've been thinking about a lot. You know, like I did that one the other day. It's like, you know, how did it go? It's like when I have 6 weeks off work. And you know, I get to see my family or some shit like that. It's like I know way too many people here right now that didn't know last year.
Yeah.
That was actually my boss's idea. He's like, man, you gotta do that video. That's fucking. And I'm like, okay, fuck yeah. So I did it, and you know, like it's not even him who I heard from, right? And it was like, fuck. All right, you know what? I'll just keep it chill for a little bit.
Yeah. That's kind of annoying, that type of stuff. Whatever.
Yeah, man. You know, had it been anyone else, or had, you know, I kept my profile relatively low and not used my face and whatnot. And,
yeah, you know, that's not. There's no fun in doing that, though. You don't want
marketed to myself out there. Yeah, yeah.
No point doing it that way, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is just a little blip. I've been making content for 5 years now, right? This is a small, little like 6 week blip, right? Like where it's like, hey, try not to talk about this, right? Even my wife is just like, I got an idea for a video, and then I do it, and she's like, don't. Right, like, right, and so, fuck. All right, so now you know, like, one of the most creative times in my
and you can't do
right. Yeah, I'm sitting here all day, and I got nothing but time to think. I'm
no shit.
Era, and I can't use it. Right, and
you
I can't
get a board on it. Get a board and make some notes for later.
No, yeah, no, I got that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, I believe that.
It's coming, bro. But like, no, like the mental health side of it too, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Work is driving you fucking nuts, and you just want to be out there with the boys going to war every day, and you know, feeling like you're a burden to your employer now because you're hurt.
Yeah. Well, no one even wants to admit that they're hurt, let alone have to go home for 6 weeks, right? That's the whole name of the game right there. How far can you push it until you got to tell somebody?
Happened. I'm like, that don't feel right. You know, that don't feel right. And I went down and then I'm like, oh shit. There's no way I can't not say anything about it.
Yeah.
With the boot off. And I'm like, well, maybe. And then I touched it and it was a fucking ball sticking out.
Yeah, I saw that picture there. You got the foot look.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, no, I guess I gotta make that phone call and say something.
Yeah.
No one wants to admit.
No.
Oh, your shoulder's dislocated? No, I'm good. Let's fucking go to work.
You know? Just pop her back in place, stick her between your legs, kick her back in.
Have you done that before?
Yeah.
Dude, does it make that popping sound?
As long as you grab it before it fully goes out, mine always does this two-step thing, so. It hasn't come out in years now, like a while, but when it does, it'll kick out. And as long as you grab it right there and kick it back in, then it'll avoid the big pop noise.
Fuck, does
doesn't
it still
feel
hurt?
Good. No, it's been pretty good for years now. But
you know, when it happens, does it hurt?
Oh, yeah. It hurts for like probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks, just solid pain for a while.
Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah, there's no point putting that stupid sling on. You see guys with that sling on and the band around the sling. You're like, oh, get out of here with that.
Just gonna
pop out again unless you're training it. So not gonna save anything.
Fuck, man. I've been looking into physio because at the end of the physio, right? And I've been looking and looking at what physio is gonna entail, and everyone's telling me, my wife's been telling me that like it's gonna hurt. Right.
Yeah, it'll be sore. It'll be really, really, really fucking sore for a while. So you're not using those muscles anymore, right? So
yeah,
you start training them. It's a lot of strength and tendon training and all that fun stuff. Well,
pulled my tendons out, right? So they stretched right back, and then my foot's starting. It's a week and a half, almost 2 weeks in now, and I'm able to move my toes a lot the last few days. I've been moving them as much as I can, but then below the foot, just below the toes, is starting to move. And then every now and then, you know, like, fuck, I go Twitch and,
yeah,
fucking, you know, and it'll send a Twitch and I'll feel it in my ankle. And I'm just like, oh my fuck. Oh my God. Right. And like, oh, you know, and I guess my wife took off the tension bandage to let the dog have some air here. And you can see the bottom of the foot's pretty bruised.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right? And the back of the leg, like the all the way up there. Like I can tell when she presses on it, like how far down. Like how far down it would be bruised.
Yeah.
But then I was watching on my other leg, when you start pushing on the back of the calf, how, you know, how it reverberates and how it moves the ankle. Foot, right? So I'm sitting there, it's like, fuck, man. You know, like, and my buddy was telling me, he's like, get a tennis ball and place your foot on the ball and rub it back and forth.
Tennis ball is a good one.
For when you're from the time coming to physio, he's like, that's, but I'm not ready for that yet, right?
Is you don't want to force it.
Fuck no, I'm not. I've almost stepped on it a couple of times. You know, you never, man, you don't really realize how much both of your legs and your feet for and how much you rely on it, right?
No shit.
It's wild. It's fucking crazy. You know, I thought my kids were going to be more of a nuisance than they were, about keep hitting it and shit. I'm hitting it more than they are.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, not thinking about it.
Yeah, man. Fuck. Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, fuck. Fuck. I don't know. What did you do before you? It's like, how long have you been in the oil patch for?
4 or 5 years now, I think. Yeah, something what around there. I always did heavy equipment, operated heavy equipment back east for a while. And then
heavy equipment? On. Heavy equipment, cute code for heavy women, is it?
Yeah, excavators, and I did a little paving for summer, so that's when I kind of started getting the nick for it and jumping into skid steers and rollers and all that fun stuff, and then upgraded to the backhoes and excavators, and then moved to Ontario and excavators there, and then started doing the directional drilling thing there. So,
where in Ontario were you?
I relived right downtown Toronto, but I was working outside all around everywhere.
Nice. I'm from Hamilton originally.
Oh, are you? Nice.
Yeah. Good city, man. Third most expensive city in North America.
That's wild.
Vancouver, Toronto, Hamilton, Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Crazy.
I can't believe Hamilton is too.
Yeah, man. It costs an arm and a leg to live there, man. It's crazy.
That's crazy. I did a lot of work in Hamilton, too.
Yeah, fuck. You a big Leaf fan or what?
No, not really. I love going to the games, though. My boss used to give me Leaf tickets all the time. And the guy we used to buy our pipe from, he used to have the box up in the Leafs there. So we used to always go up there. It was a great time.
Fuck yeah, he did.
Yeah, fuck. Great time. I mean, that's what I miss about Toronto, the sports. And go catch a Jays game anytime you want. Or a couple of buddies had season tickets then to go watch the Raptors, shit like that. So. Fuck, a lot of fun stuff like that.
I love that, dude. Fuck yeah. I don't want to keep you too much longer there, buddy. But, you know, I usually wrap the podcast up with one last question or whatnot. But I guess also I forgot to say, some of the most expensive parts of our job, you know, was getting our PPE, you know, like our boots and whatnot. And, $300 for a pair of boots or more sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
The podcast is also sponsored by Brasco Safety and NWT Safety, right? So, you know, you go to Brasco or NWT and you use code FROST10 and you save yourself 10% on boots and whatnot. And at NWT Safety, at least for now, I know they were looking at talking about changing it because they had a bit of an issue here recently. But I have poker chips. They gave me a bunch of poker chips.
Oh, yeah.
And nice. If you run into me somewhere, I give you a poker chip and you can redeem it at the store for the top tier discount.
Yeah.
Or you just go into the store and say, hey, and I think this is why they changed it a bit, because it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't exclusive, right? Because
you're running into people.
You can go into the store and be like, hey, someone bought the poker chip, and then you can just use it there like that too.
You don't
run into me. So it's not exclusive. It doesn't make it special, right? So
But
if you you go into, you know, NWT Safety in Leduc, or I think it's in NISQ.
Yeah, I know where that one is. I know where that one's at.
Yeah, and Whitecourt, you can, you know, save 10% when you use my code FROST10, right? So,
hell yeah.
And I love that, man. You know, I love that. I've talked about it a couple times now, you know, the whole you know, being on the outside looking in, you know, when I was a kid and you know, never knowing, hey, I blow a hole in the side of my boot in the middle of the winter or summer or whatever, and, you know, not having money right away because I just started or, I have bills to pay or whatever. And so, you know, saving even 10%, which is, it's not a lot, but it's still something.
It's enough at the end of the day. Yeah, for sure.
So
every little bit helps.
I'm pretty excited for that, man. They've helped me so much this winter with, you know, giving me brand new coveralls and gloves and shit to donate to the bin in camp, the PPE bin in camp.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. That's awesome. And give me hard hat lamps and shit like that. So yeah, man, it was pretty cool of them to do that. So shout out to those guys.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. So I like to wrap the podcast up by, you know, asking one last question, and it's, you know, Mount Rushmore, has four of the most influential people up on the Rock. And, if you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people that you look up to, inspired to be, or that inspired you, you know, who you are now, dead, alive, real, not real, who would they be and why?
That's a good question. Never would have thought, put too much thought in that one before. Definitely my mom would be one of them for sure.
Nice.
Definitely. Yeah.
What'd your mom do to help you get there besides carry you for 10 months?
Yeah, just a lot of the shit that she's been through and dealt with. So that's definitely nice. One of them for sure. The other one would be my wife, definitely. She's definitely smartened me up from before I met her for sure. And then the other one would be an older fella, his name's Rolly. He's the one that got me into operating heavy equipment back in Nova Scotia. So he's definitely the biggest one. I wouldn't probably be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for him. So
nice.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. One more. I think there's one more.
No, it's three there. Is there four on Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, four. Yeah, four. Oh,
fuck do I know? I don't know, man. A lot of it just kind of be a combination of people I've worked with and taken in everything I've learned from people over the years, right? Like there's a lot of people I could definitely put there, but a lot of people I've met over the years that are the reason why I am where I'm at, because they helped me out and didn't treat me like a little green piece of shit or whatever it is, you know.
I remember how I got my start on heavy equipment, man, and we were down in Oyen, Alberta. You know where Oyen is?
I don't think so. No,
it's south of Calgary, but I think just like southeast of Medicine Hat. And so we were down in Oyen, Alberta, and we were tearing up old train tracks. I was like 20 years old. We were tearing up.
Yeah.
And you know, I was just laboring away. And this one guy I worked with, I can't remember his name, Garrison or some shit like that. He probably watched it.
Yeah.
His name is Garrison. And every morning we'd stop at the gas station, and he started flirting with this fucking chick that worked. Right? And so he's flirting with her pretty good. And one night he's like, "Hey man, like I'm going to go hang out with her tonight." I'm like, "Cool. How you getting there, man?" And he's like, "Oh, Danny, our boss, leaves the keys in his truck every night. Take his truck back in time." I'm like, "Okay, sounds good, man. You do your thing." They're pre-drinking or whatever up on the porch. And he goes and he fucking takes the truck and picks her up. And the next morning we all come out and the truck's not there and he's not there. Our boss isn't there. And we're just like, "What the hell's going on?" You know, like, and our boss comes out of his room and, you know, stands where he stands every morning. And he goes to put his coffee cup on the hood of his, not there. And he doesn't even think anything of it, and he just continues to talk, right? And then he turns around, he looks, he's like, "Where the fuck is my truck?" Right? And then he's like, "Where is Garrison?" Right? And then a bunch of people like, "Oh, tell a story." Garrison can't get a hold of him at all, and he's one of the operators. So my boss is like, looking around, and I was standing right next to him. Down at me, he's like, "You want to learn something new today?" Yeah, fucking throws me in the equipment, man, and that's how, how I got my start, man. You know, just geographically where I was standing, I got lucky. Yeah, you know?
Exactly, right.
And we eventually got a hold of Garrison. He left the truck in Gasoline Alley. And, I talked to him a little bit after that, and he said, "What turned into a good night turned into holy shit, I've gone too far." And I'm just going to keep on going. So,
hey, as well, I guess, right?
He leaned into her, man. He leaned right into it. You know what? Stay tuned for another podcast where I catch up with Garrison.
Yeah, and we don't
know if they're still together or not. If they ended up being together, I'm doing it. I'm going digging. You know what?
Fuck yeah.
This is a perfect place to end this. Stay tuned.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Man, thanks for coming on the podcast, man.
No worries, bro. It was great. Great time. Finally got her done.
Finally got her done, buddy. You enjoy that operation you have tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
You'll be back up in a couple hours later, you know.
Yeah.
Threes and you're good.
Yeah, I'll be good.
You'll be chomping chocolate bars and fucking
Yes.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on, buddy. Yeah,
no worries, bud.
Hey, Chris, you stay frosty, brother.
Thanks, brother. You too.